Coast Gold, it is Boston and More Than a Feeling on the More Music Breakfast Show with Gordon Graham until 9 o'clock this morning. The world is filled with very angry people nowadays. The world is a very busy place, and one place where the anger and animosity and trolling comes across more than any other would be Twitter, which is why when the following tweet was brought to my attention, it was a breath of fresh air. I thought, wow, this is something beautiful that's been shared on a platform that's not necessarily known for sharing beautiful, good, feel-good, and intelligent things. The thread is called Friendship in a Bowl, and it's taken from at Tamara O's Twitter feed. And it starts off with, "We live next to a grumpy old man who can be difficult and closed-minded, but he's been very good to us. He let us park in his carport and driveway for months when our garage was under construction, and we didn't have off-street parking at home." From there, Tamara, good morning. Welcome at Tamara O. Good to have you on the show. Thank you for being awake so early in the morning for us.
Morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So from there, you go on to detail a very interesting and beautiful story of reaching and closing the gaps in humanity. Do you want to just give us an idea of how the thread progressed from there?
Sure. So the man that lives next door to us let us park in his garage. He still wasn't particularly friendly, but we were very grateful. So we invited him over for a meal at our home to say thank you, which I was a bit nervous about. And he arrived and he baked us a dessert himself, which was just lovely. Uh-huh. And we realized while we were all chatting around the dinner table that he's not a mean guy. He's just out of practice at peopling. He's quite lonely.
Right.
So we sort of tried to build a friendship with him, and my husband will go and help him with his IT problems, and he'll show up at our door with things that he's baked for himself and say, "Yeah, here's some extra I made. You can have," and thrust a dish at us. And then when we went away for Christmas, we left a set of keys with him. And he spends all of his money on his dogs. He's a pensioner. He doesn't have a lot of spare cash. He prioritizes his animals. So we got him a few little luxuries as a Christmas present. And one of the things that I sent over was a fruit bowl filled with rusks that I'd made.
Oh, nice.
And when we gave it to him, he said, "Oh, you people are crazy. This is too much. I don't want it. But thank you." And he was obviously moved. And after that, when we arrived back, he sent the bowl back. And he said, "No, the bowl's too nice. It's too much. He doesn't want it. But here." And he had filled it with, I think the first thing he sent across was pastries that he'd made.
Oh, yeah?
So we said, "Thank you. That's lovely. Thank you so much." But I said to my husband, "This bowl is going back." So we filled it with vegetables from our veggie garden, and we sent it across. And then he sent it back filled with figs, and then I sent it back filled with tomatoes, and then he sent it back filled with grapes, and then I made jam out of his grapes, and I sent it back filled with jam. So we've got this bowl that's kind of floating between us. It goes from one property to the next, might spend a few weeks at one.
Right.
But we said sort of this is how we're going to build this friendship, one bowl of love at a time.
I absolutely love that, because you've identified something that I think you've identified a couple of things in there, and maybe it wasn't your intention in the thread to identify them, but you've identified the loneliness that a lot of elderly people feel and that lack of practice of interacting with people. And whilst they may come across as cantankerous or angry or grumpy, it's not necessarily true. And until you make that decision to reach out like you've done with the bowl, you won't know this.
Yeah, and I think the important thing is I've had people on Twitter saying to me, "Oh, you're such an angel," but it's really something that anybody could do.
For sure.
I think it's really important to note that he kind of reached out first, and I don't think we have to wait until the other person reaches out, but just that small action, just him saying, you know, "I've got space, you might as well park here," kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you look for the humanity in people, it's there. We just so often stop at looking at the grumpiness and write people off.
Well, I certainly think on a platform like Twitter, and I mean, I use Twitter, but I always find that it's an incredibly harsh environment with regards to, it brings out some of the worst in humanity when we troll people and we pull them to shreds. What stood out about your tweet and your thread was just that beauty of humanity. And I think do you think that's why people have taken to this and absolutely love it?
I'm not sure. You never know what's going to be popular on Twitter. I was very surprised by the reaction. But I think people can see themselves in the situation. They can see that it's something small that's doable.
Mm.
And it's refreshing to to be able to sort of, what I like about it is almost a tangible marker of our friendship, this bowl. We can, it's a nice way of sort of tracking that, this friendship, which it's placing something tangible on building a friendship, which is quite difficult to do. So I think people are attracted to the idea that, you know, you can do very practical, small, easy things to build relationship with people, and it does actually have an impact. I think we need positive stories.
And I love the way the bowl becomes the central theme here. It's the conduit of this friendship. And who currently has the bowl? Do you have it, or does he have it?
He has it.
Oh, dear.
What I've realized is he hangs onto the bowl until he feels that he would like some company. And then he sends it back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's actually quite nice, because then I know the bowl's come back. Okay, he's ready to come around for dinner or whatever the case may be.
I tell you, I have a lot of friendships where I wish we had a bowl, because, you know, most times they don't know when I'm ready for them to bug me or vice versa. Tamara, if people want to follow you on Twitter, and certainly if they want to read this tweet, it's still up on your feed, and it really is beautiful. How do they find you?
I am at Tamara O. It's O with a zero and then an H. And they're welcome to follow me. I can't promise that all the content will be inspirational. It's mainly me gushing about my cats and photos from my vegetable garden.
So I love it.
Welcome to follow me.
Tamara, thank you so much for sharing your friendship in the bowl with us. And let us know, please let us know when he sends the bowl back and what's in it, because we'd love to know.
Great. I will put an update up. And thank you so much for your interest and for having me, Gordon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? Reaching out, making friendships, and showing that humanity still has plenty of goodness in it. That's wonderful. We appreciate that. Have a great Friday.
Thank you. You too.